good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I know we've talked about this before, the simple things that we might use out of our whole household supply to do some cleaning and other things. And that means we can clear out some of the things that we have. Mine's usually under the sink. You know, you may store your cleaners and so on another place, but a lot of times it's under the sink. And I don't recommend, you know, throwing those out. You can take them to the recycling center if you call up and say, I want to get rid of some of these things. Or, of course, use them up before you start replacing them with simple things like baking soda and vinegar. And there are probably some other simple things, lemon juice and so on and so forth. But it just reminded me as I was actually getting email messages from the magazine Mother Earth News about some of these possibilities. And some of them I've been using, some of them you've been using, but maybe there's a couple of new ones you want to try. I did want to mention Mother Earth News is a magazine that was started in the 1970s by, you know, people probably thought then by hippies and, you know, all those folks that you go, well, they're a little strange. But they were also by people who lived in the city and thought they wanted to move to the country, and people who wanted to save money, find a simpler way to do things, people who lived in the country and said, hey, these are helpful. So their new magazine is called Mother Earth Living, and it is about pretty much practical kinds of things that you can do and use in your life. So a couple things that don't have baking soda or vinegar attached to it, I thought, as I ran through some of their ideas for things to replace medicinal products you use, I thought were sort of interesting and worth a try. Now, one of the tried and true, lots of people will tell you, yes, this is true, is that you need an aloe vera plant in your house. And actually, I had let mine die, which is very, very difficult to do, actually. I put it outside and forgot to bring it in, so it froze. But otherwise, they're pretty, even if you don't have a brown thumb, can pretty much grow an aloe vera plant. And it is exceptional for burns. That's what people usually say, oh, I've got to have one around. You know, whether it's just a little burn when you hit the rack in the oven, you know, a few things like that. It just put that aloe vera, break off a leaf on the plant and put some of that aloe vera on, and it'll do good things. And I have to also share with you, I had to go out and find an aloe vera plant. Thanks to Alma Tallman, I got one. And because I had a cat that got burned, and he needed some aloe on his face. So that was, I've got one growing again, and I'm happy to have one. But aloe vera, also, you can buy it in the store that's in gel. You can buy juice, and that's another nice thing about it, is it's safe to drink. It's good to drink in terms of its source of vitamin B12, amino acids, minerals, vitamins, and aid to digestion if you want to go the aloe vera way. And one other one that I've never tried, never heard of before, but it can't hurt you, and that is that cabbage has antibacterial and anti-inflammatory products. And if you have a swollen joint or an arthritic pain, if you crush the leaves with a rolling pin, if you have one of those, or a can or whatever, crush them. Or you can cook them for a little bit till they're kind of soft, and then just apply them right to that swollen place and wrap it up in a bandage and leave it, and it's supposed to help take away that that swelling. Well, can't hurt you. You know, don't probably replace your other things that you're doing now, but you could give it a try. I thought very interesting. Well, on to the baking soda. A couple things. I have a longer list, actually, for vinegar, but baking soda, I keep it so handy in the kitchen to clean lots of things. It's great for polishing stainless steel rather than buying a special product to clean stainless steel. And it's great to clean ceramic range tops. Spill a little something on it, you know, you can put baking soda on. You don't have to worry about it scratching and so on. If it's really burned on, sprinkle some on, cover it with the wet cloth, let it sit for a little while, and off it comes. Same thing on baking pans and dishes. If you can't get off a burned-on spot, try a little baking soda on it, give it a rub, and probably it will take it right off, easier than other scratch pads, etc. Also, great, I've been putting it in my laundry, a cup in each laundry load. Just it kind of helps soften the water, but also takes out any odors that you might have in laundry. And, again, can't hurt the environment, and it's inexpensive. Well, what about vinegar? The first thing about vinegar, couple things. Vinegar never goes bad. You know, you can keep vinegar forever. But be sure that when you buy vinegar, to take a look at the label. Now, all vinegars require ethanol for the production, but some are made from synthetically produced ethanol made from petroleum. Probably we don't need that in our vinegar, so check the label when you buy it that it will say grain alcohol or neutral grain spirits as a part of that ingredient and what it comes from. So check out that label and see that it is that kind of product. Well, what do you do with vinegar? Oh, you can use it for so many things. It is it kills germs to a certain extent, so it can be used for cleaning counters and all that kind of thing. But let's go down the list here of a few things. It is a grease cutter, so vinegar's acidity helps it cut through grease. Dip a sponge in vinegar and wipe the stovetops, microwaves, dirty dishes, and more. As I mentioned, it is a disinfectant. If you dilute one part vinegar, four parts water, and put it in a spray bottle, you can use it on doorknobs, countertops, keyboards, remote controls, wherever. It can work as a toilet bowl cleaner. It cleans, disinfects, and deodorizes by pouring one cup of vinegar around the inside of the bowl. Let it sit for an hour. This is probably the difference between vinegar and some of the commercial products that you just, you clean it right away. Let it sit for an hour, and then use your toilet bowl brush on it and flush, and you've got a clean toilet bowl. Use it as a drain cleaner to keep drains clog-free, and I'm sure a lot of people do this. Pour a half a cup of baking soda down the drain. Follow it with a half a cup of vinegar and wait for it to just all foam up and wait for that to subside, and then follow it with boiling water. More than a cup, a quart to a gallon of hot water. We sometimes don't get enough hot water down the drains to really move all the grease and debris and so on. So, good drain cleaner. Glass cleaner, lots of people use it for glass cleaner. Two cups of water with a fourth of a cup of vinegar and a half a teaspoon of liquid dish soap in a spray bottle. After you spritz it on, wipe it down with old newspapers. Yeah, not new to a lot of people. Do you remember using it as a hair rinse? If you're older, I sort of grew up using it as a hair rinse. But 2 tablespoons of vinegar, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 3 cups of water mixed well. After shampooing, pour that rinse over your hair, and it will leave it shiny and remove any kind of, sometimes those hair products leave behind a residue that will come off by rinsing with vinegar. You can use it as a furniture polish. Combine olive oil and vinegar and lemon juice in a spray bottle. Shake it well. The thing you need to do with that is to put it in the refrigerator to keep it, because with the oil in there, it could turn rancid. But a good furniture polish. And here's one. Do you want to try this? It's a breath freshener. Eliminate bad breath by rinsing with 2 tablespoons of vinegar and 1 tablespoon of salt, diluted in 1 cup of water. And this rinse, it says, is especially effective in removing onion and garlic odors. I've not tried this one, can't speak for it, but hey, you may want to try it. How about rust remover? Because again, of its acidity, it's worked on rust. It will revive rusted nuts, bolts, nails, and so on by soaking them in pure vinegar for several hours. And if the solution starts to get cloudy, put some new vinegar on, and after soaking it, you can probably just wipe away the rust with a cloth. It may also help removing rust in clothing, but that's, depending on the fiber content, a little more difficult to do. Well, long list. I know if you have computer access and you go on the computer, there's probably a book in the library and so on where you can find a much longer list of things to use, things to clean, things to help your health that come from natural products such as baking soda and vinegar. Hey, have a great day, and think about this. Keeping quiet about things you are passionate about is hazardous to your health.